Okay, so you have the psukim here. Yaakov meets Rachel by the Be'er Mayim. We can go straight into Pasuk Zion. Vayomer Hein Od Hayom Gadol. There's all the, I'm sorry, I really should start from Pasuk, start from the beginning. Vayisa Yaakov Ragla Vayelech Atzeb Nekadim. Yaakov went and he went back to his land. Vayar Vihine Be'er Basada Vini Sham Shlosha Edrei Tzon. There were three shepherds, Rotzmala, Kimnebera Hiyashko Adarim. They were lying down and this rig rock is there. So Yaakov says in Pasuk Zion, Vayomer Hein Od Hayom Gadol. The day is still great. Plenty of time left. Lo Eis Heyosev HaMikne. It's not time to gather in the cattle. Hashku Atzon. Ulukhuru. Feed the animals, feed the sheep, and you go pasture. There's more to accomplish. I'm not a farmer, but they pasture. You know, time is money. They could, you know, pasture more in the land. Rashi says, Hein od hayom gadol. So Rashi says, Lefi shiro sam rotzim. Because he saw the animals lying down, kesavar, he thought, Sherotzim lesov hamikne habayis leirod. He thought they wanted to take all the cattle back and they're not going to pasture anymore. That's what Yaakov thought. It turns out that really wasn't the pshat, but that's what he thought. Amar lahem, so Yaakov told the shepherds, Hein od yom hagadol, the day is still great, kilomar. As if to say, im schirim atem, if you are hired hands, lo shilamtem pulas hayom, you have not fulfilled your obligations of the day. You have a work order. So what are you goofing off? You're goofing off on the job. Get to it. Vima behemu shalachem. Elamai, you'll tell me that you're not hired hands. These are your own animals. Alpha BK, nevertheless, lo AC also a migna. The day's not over. Like, if you're working with somebody else, you have a day's work to do. Don't be a ganav. You have work to do. And if you're working for yourself, so it's not the end of the day yet. You're supposed to work your animals. Okay, so just to go through the mefarshim that I was going through, Hein od hayom gadol, Hatzadik, the Sforno says, Yimas esa avel gam ken el anachrim. A tzadik, I asked a few people how to read this Sforno, and I suspected there would be differences of opinion, and there were. So I decided to get the English Sforno to Arius, you know, that's why I was a couple minutes late. He found it in the library, and the Sforno, English Sforno, translates, a righteous man objects to a wrong being done, even to strangers. Which that's what I thought it meant. Hatzadik yimas es ha'avel gam kein el hanachrim. A tzadik objects to wrongdoing done, even to strangers. Knows even if the person doing it is a stranger, but he means that he objects even if they're doing it to people he doesn't know. And it sounds like even if the people who are doing it are people he doesn't know. Ka'amro, as we see, to'ava tzedikim ishavel, an unjust man is an abomination to the righteous. Okay. The Radak says, Vayom lehem leroi ha'adorim. So Yaakov said to the shepherds, Hashlosha Shemotzasham, the three that were there, Achai, we mean brothers, they're not his brothers. So he quotes the pasuk, Alna Achai Tereyu, pasuk in Vayera, by Lot. He calls him Achai. Ki yomer adam lo'ovo, like a person tells to his loved ones, or l'shcheino, your neighbors, or your loved ones, you say, yeah, how's my brother doing? Not really your brother, but you love him so much, you call him your brother. Afa pishenu krovo achai. Even though he's not his karev, he calls him achai. Oh, afa pishelo yadu, even if you don't know him, you still call him achai, okay? The ikur is what he says at the end. V'zeh lahachnis imo ba'ava v'divrei shalom. And this is to enter into him with love and divrei shalom, words of peace and harmony and tranquility. You're going to enter in him like a whole amazing relationship of ava v'shalom v'reyus. Ah, so beautiful. Sounds so poetic. But my kasha is, what? If you see someone doing something wrong, can you imagine you're walking onto the airplane and you're taking too much time to get your thing up, and someone says, there's a whole line behind you. You know, it's very nice. You're talking on your phone, there's a whole line behind you. You put a step on it. So, wow, you enter into such a beautiful, harmonious relationship. What's the pshat? Let's read the Ralbag. I'm not sure it's much different, but I think the Ralbag puts it all together. Hatoas Hashlishi Hubamidos, I think it's the same vart. V'hu Sheroi La'odam, it's appropriate for man, Sheyishtadel Lihayashir Hanashim La'tov. It's always proper to straighten people out to good, B'chol Aponim She'efshir, any way possible. Kibizeh Mitikun Hamadina Mashlo Yelam. This will fix up the world, that nothing will be lacking. Im shebazet tigodol ha'ava ben anoshim, and together this will enhance the brotherhood and the love amongst people. Baharosa, when they see, k'tzasim liktzas, means, people, kihei mashkichim b'neihem, because they're supervising, they're looking over they are looking over their inyanim, umishtadlim, and they put effort, shiyu v'tachlis hatikam ashlemus. And they see that they're trying to look into the other people's inyanim, that it should be done b'shlemus. L'zeh timotzein, and you'll see, she'amar Yaakov l'roim ha'heim, that Yaakov said to the shepherds, Sheyishku atzon, that the sheep should drink, v'yelchu liros, and they should go pasture, ki lo eis hiosef emikna. It's not time to bring them in. Not just because they're stealing from their owners, from their masters, but even just because if they're your animals, what are you doing? You're wasting your time, you know. You're able to accomplish so much more with your workers. So I have no problem with the Sephorno. Hatzadik yimos esa'ovel gamkel nachim, the tzadik, as you say, that makes sense. A righteous man objects to a wrong being done, even to strangers, because maybe he's so calibrated to emes, and when he sees something happen that doesn't fit into his moral compass, he is so attuned that he lashes out. This is not proper. What's that we would expect? He is so calibrated to do the right thing. And what MS is, if he sees someone doing the wrong thing, he says, how you talking? How can you allow such a thing? How could it be done? But the next step has to be questioned. Because we saw from the words of the Radak, and we saw from the words of the Ralbag, to enter into him with a new, a renewed relationship. The Ralbag says, this will bring about ava amongst people when they see people are watching over them, that they should do it right. So what's the pshat? How is that going to bring about ava? who has been in the situation where somebody criticized them and our reaction was mamish the opposite. We don't love them, but we're thinking like, who is he to tell me what to do? Why is he minding into my business? We have mamish the opposite reactions. What's the pshat? So there are really two, shmuzim. I mean, not really, it's one shmuz, but there's two perspectives. There's the perspective of the person giving the musr, and there's the perspective of the person receiving the musr. Regretfully, it could be that in order to be able to get the benefits of receiving the musr properly, you need someone like Yaakov Avinu, who's giving the musr or the correction properly. So it could be, one might ask, that how is it possible, maybe it's only when you have someone like Yaakov doing it. Okay, that's a kash we have to discuss tomorrow. We have to see if that should play a factor or not. It's a worthy kasha, it's a worthy question. I don't know if it's a kasha, it's a worthy question to see the practicality of the shmuz. But one thing is clear, that the proper reaction that we're supposed to have when someone says we're doing something improperly, we're supposed to love them. We're supposed to have such appreciation for them. Thank you so much for pointing that out to me. Now I am closer to being able to doing something b'shlemus. And when we see that, wow, somebody was looking at me and they see, you're not doing right, you're doing the wrong thing, our immediate reaction is supposed to be that we love them more. Now, I saw the shmuz, I was thinking also the same as you. The same way some of you are looking at me like I'm crazy, I was mamish thinking the same thing. But I went over this 50 times last night. That's the proper reaction. That is the proper reaction. We are so far off, so we have to get with the program. This is the Das Torah, that if someone criticizes us and someone tells us we're doing something that should be done better, we have to be able to make our second nature. We have to work on ourselves. And we're all into our own kavod and ego. I'm speaking to myself also. We have to be able to take it that, no, we love the person. You're right. Maybe you're right. I have to think about it. I have to be better. I have to do better. And we have to make it that we love them. Okay, he does it the wrong way. It'll be hard. They should do it the right way. But let's say they're doing it the right way. We're going to say, well, who do you think you are? You think you're Yaakov Avinu? That's the way it's supposed to be. You think this is just a storybook that Yaakov Avinu was a great tzaddik, and he told these great strangers, but it's not Nogia today anything, it just happened to be Rashi and the Radak and this Rabag all telling us this idea. No, this is for us to learn from. We have the ability to be on the Madrega. When someone gives us a correction, we can actually love them. I just couldn't help but say over this Maisa. So I had this situation once when I was in yeshiva, at the end of my days, of somebody, I was already involved in looking at different positions, and there was someone who the yeshiva didn't think was roi for a position, but the guy thought he was roi for a position, and the yeshiva wanted me to tell him that he's not ready for such a position. He wanted me to tell him. And he went over the words with me, word for word. Exactly. Tell me what you're going to say again. I said exact words. And I went over and I told the person, the Rashiva said this, exactly as he told me. And he was taken aback. That was not an easy thing to say. And I said over with the, how to say it, I practiced with my face. The Rashiva, so every tenua always had it. And the guy was so angry. He came over to me a few days later, he's not mochel me, he's this and this and this. And I said over the story to Rashiva, Rashiva said, you should ask him mechila. I said, well, ask me mechila, you're the one. I didn't say that. He was the one that told me to say it, but he said, you have to ask mechila. You caused him if you can pain, but he said, but he's not right. He's supposed to love you. He should have hugged you. He should have hugged you. I remember him telling me that, I wasn't sure, until I saw this, I was preparing for today. I always thought that was like where she was trying to make me feel good. I told you to do it, but he should really love you. And I said, okay, really, yeah, but It was a hard thing to hear, but that's really the right reaction. When someone tells us something, we should mamish hug them, because they're allowing us, what's the purpose of our lives? It's only to be bishleimus. So if people aren't going to tell us how we can perform better, so we are, so to speak, stuck with wherever we're holding, we're never going to become better. So it's a very hard thing to be sovel. So we have to work on ourselves, that when someone tells us something, we're going to practice reacting, practice on each other, you know, practice, I'm going to tell you something that, you know, that you could do better. You should ask people, what do you think I could do better? Don't get too personal, you know. And with the practice, especially in the smaller things, practice that we're going to react with love, and how much better we'll become. We'll be able to grow from our chaverim, from our rebbeim, from our parents. When you go home Hanukkah, you won't get insulted when your mother tells you that you don't take care of your clothes, and you don't clean your room, and you don't call it often enough, and you shouldn't go out so much, and you shouldn't drive the car like that, and all the things. You won't get angry at them. You're going to tell them, I love you so much. Thank you so much for telling me that. That should be our reaction, because we'll become greater people. And if we're able to grow to become better and better and better and better, there's no telling how far we can go.